Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Everything at Ford is always exciting. I mean, it seems like they are doing something brand new every single day. And as further evidence of this, we've got some EV news. Kel Carnes is with us, EV Center Plant Manager. Kel, how are you doing?
Good morning, Randy. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Guys, it's hard to keep up with you guys. I mean, you know, from the F-150 Lightning to any kind of all new EV news. Is it true that Ford is now the number two EV vehicle producer in the world?
Absolutely. Had really great results with our first generation electric vehicles. So really looking forward to the next chapter. And that's what Blue Oval City is all about.
I was going to say, and so now you guys have created your own city, Blue Oval City. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm excited to lead the plant that will produce Ford's second generation electric truck, and they'll be arriving in 2025. So Blue Oval City is going to be exactly that. It's going to be a city of 6 square miles, 3,000 acres. So a very large site to be able to have multiple activities on it to be the most efficient that we can. So, so the electric vehicle center will be the center of it. And, on the same site will be a battery plant, other suppliers, and that gives us the opportunity to be the most efficient. It's really exciting.
And we're talking about 6,000 new jobs here. So, I mean, that is significant.
Yeah, well, Blue Oval City, as you say, will provide an awesome, you know, career opportunity in high tech jobs, and there are in fact more than 6,000. So that's a huge boost to West Tennessee, the fact that they're high tech jobs, it's going to make an impact on the area. It's great.
Yeah, hey Kel, let me ask you about some of those jobs, and you know, electric vehicles are not a new thing anymore, but is there all kinds of new training and new education to provide that for people that you want to get to work for Ford?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things going on at the same time. And, you know, one of them is, you know, Ford Motor Company is designing the second generation all-electric truck, which has all the latest technology in it as a product, and the product that we're going to build. We're also building a brand new plant to build this in. So we happen to be at that point in time where the technology exists to sort of go the next level. The connectivity, the Internet of Things, the technology in the actual manufacturing process is next level. So we have to hire a workforce, and we have to train the workforce in all that new tech, and then we'll move forward. And being a city and having so many different areas of expertise on the site, people can have a really great career moving between them progressing up as they move forward.
Absolutely. We're talking to Kel Carnes, Electric Vehicle Center Plant Manager, Blue Oval City for Ford Motor Company. So it would be kind of fair to say that you are the mayor of Blue Oval.
I've been called a lot of things. That's a good one. I'll remember that. Thank you.
And now you guys are in Tennessee, right? Is that Blue Oval City is going to be based in Tennessee?
Yeah, so in West Tennessee. I live in Memphis. As you can tell by my accent, I'm from Australia.
I was going to say, you've got that Memphis accent.
Yeah. Loving living in Memphis, and the people have been just so welcoming. This is my fifth country working for Ford.
Oh wow!
And I built new plants before, so, but I haven't seen this level of genuine interest from the community because they really, really see the opportunity, not only opportunity on our site, but the multiplying factor through the rest of the community in terms of everything else.
So I guess in Memphis, it's got to be pretty hard to find a Vegemite sandwich.
No, yes. Right? Yeah, Vegemite is something. Yeah, But I guess it's a bit of heresy to Australians, I suppose. I don't really like it. So, that's okay.
Have you discovered any Southern foods that you love?
Well, you can't go past the barbecue if you're here, right?
So, well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, yeah. So there's plenty of places for that. And but I still can find my Australian-style coffee. So,
really? That's good.
There's a great place called Crazy Gander down the road, and that's okay. Very, very, very happy being here.
I heard a rumor the other day about electric vehicles, and it was disturbing to me as a guy on the radio. But the rumor was that they are going to take out the AM radios from future electric vehicles. Is that true?
I don't actually know some of the product detail of what's moving forward. So, as this product is being designed, you know, it'll become clearer, you know, in the coming months as to what the product design looks like. So, I can't really tell you anything about that one. I honestly don't know.
Well, and you know, the great thing also about what you guys are doing and the pace that you're doing, and you're talking about targeting production of 2 million electric vehicles annually across the globe by late 2026. And so the charging stations, have those kept up with production?
Yeah, that's a really good point about infrastructure. It's a real learning experience as we go through this revolution, and the numbers of electric vehicles get onto the road. I've myself got a Mustang Mach E, and that's my first electric car, and I've been driving that around and driving it out to the site, and it's like 60 miles out to the site from Memphis. So I'm learning about, you know, where the fast chargers are and how many there are, and the slow chargers, you know, where you plug it in at home and you plug it in at work. So I think it's as the infrastructure increases in terms of the fast chargers, that will make it much easier. But I'm getting around pretty good, and it's sort of a different mindset. In a gas vehicle, right, you sort of wait until it's empty, and then you go and find a gas station and fill it up. Whereas what I'm tending to do is a little bit like your mobile phone. Every time you get home, you sort of plug it in and that sort of stuff. So it's just a different mindset. It's really interesting, and it's a bit of fun to learn how it all works. But you're right, the fast charger infrastructure will increase over time. Everybody's talking about it, and they're making plans, and that will just make it easier and easier and easier that you don't have to plan.
Oh yeah, it's going to be just a second nature, you know, pretty soon for all the electric vehicles. So where is the best place for folks to go and find out more about your electric vehicles and Blue Oval City?
Ford.com, Blue Oval City. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Coming to Instagram as well. So plenty of stuff on social media, and people will be able to find the links to be able to apply for jobs in the coming months and through the course of next year as we ramp up.
Yeah, that's fantastic, especially for our audience, because our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. So, man, if you want to great paying job at Ford Motor Company, producing something that is state of the art and groundbreaking, I would encourage you to go to Ford.com, check it all out.
I'm ex-military as well. So,
is that right?
So, yeah, yeah. So, we'd love to have ex-military apply. Yeah.
Well, fantastic. As you know, they make the very best workers.
Well, case in point.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mayor Kale, listen, thank you so much for the time and continued great success. And please, please try and eat some grits.
I'll take you up on that. I don't think I've done that yet. So many, many, many new and exciting things. So.
That's right. That's right. Kale, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.